But right now, I think we got to go to sports. Maybe Mike Cossey has overslept. Maybe he has not. But whatever the reason, we have not heard from him, we will go to sports. And first things first, the New York Islanders, of course, are going to build a new home where Belmont is in the next couple of years. But the report, here we go. Is that you there, Mike? Is that Mike Cossey?
That's me.
Hey. I was just starting to talk a little bit about one of the stories. The Islanders could return to the Nassau Coliseum while their new home is being built at the former Belmont.
Kind of figured that because Their lease is up in Brooklyn. They're leaving, so you would think Brooklyn's going to play hardball with them, like they really haven't anything else that's going to go on in that building. So, yeah, they probably will play in the Coliseum for a year or a year and a half until their place is done.
And they really spiffed up the Coliseum as well, by the way.
Yeah, it's jazzed up. It's just it's not on the on the small side.
Yeah.
But you know, guaranteed to play out to a full house for $14,000 is better to play to a half full place that's $22,000.
And it's in Brooklyn. It's not the island. You know, You said that all along.
Yeah, they're going back to Nassau, and then they'll have to go a little further west when it's at Belmont, but it's still, you can get in a car and drive to where you want to go instead of being forced to take mass transit and go into that terrible part of the city. Well, any part of the city's terrible.
All right.
It's New York.
That's right. Jay Bruce is going back to the Mets for a three-year, $39 million deal.
Don't get that. I just don't understand that. I'm surprised Cleveland didn't offer him anything. I didn't know if they did or they didn't, but I would have taken less money to stay in Cleveland than take more money to go to back to Queens. I don't know what is in Jay Bruce's mind, but I kind of think like you're going to see the Jay Bruce of 2016, not 2017. Just saying.
All right. The Knicks double overtime loss to Chicago last
night. Another loss.
Yeah.
Another day, another loss. Things aren't good in Nickville again. Not playing good. Now they're losing at home. Played bad in the overtime. Come away with a loss. Not playing good. Two wins in their last 10 games. That's not good.
Nope. Got to do better than that.
Yeah, there's only one team worse than them right now, and that's the Magic, and they only have 12 wins this year. So the Knicks are three games under the 500 mark. We've seen this before. They're a little competitive. They stay at 500. They start slipping, and then they just fall in the quicksand. So hopefully that won't happen to the Knicks this year. But right now, with two wins in their last 10, it doesn't look good.
All right. Where do you want to go in sports from here?
There's not a heck of a lot else going on. You stole my thunder with Jay Bruce this morning. I don't get that. Not a lot else going on. Some group is calling for a probe into Gruden's hiring. Into what?
The Raiders are a business.
What's the probe?
I have no idea.
Had an opening. They offered a guy a job, and he took it. What were they supposed to do? They were supposed to go through 20, like you're hiring a teacher. You're going to go through 20 candidates, and you already know before you go through the 20 interviews that you're going to hire this one particular person. So you put 19 people through the hoop for nothing when you know the one person you're going to hire is available and you're going to take him or her. Same thing here with Gruden. He was available. You made an offer. He wanted it. Case closed. What's the problem here?
Yeah, I know what the NFL tries to do.
I know what they're trying to do, too, but it's John Gruden.
But here's also the thing. The Raiders went through all the NFL protocols. They did. They went through the protocols.
So what if they didn't?
But I mean, it's the same
thing. There's a few names out there that if they want a job, they'll get a job.
Yeah.
And Gruden's one of them. I don't care who the other candidates are, and I don't care what color they are. It's John Gruden. He's getting the job over whomever else comes to the table. If I'd be more offended by giving the opportunity for the job and not getting it than not getting the opportunity because I know this guy's going to get the job.
Yeah. But I just don't know why people are complaining because they did.
Because they got nothing else to do.
They did their due diligence. All right, now the Giants still have not announced who they're going to pick as
well,
coach.
They're probably going to pick one of the New England guys, and they can't name him until New England's eliminated from the playoffs or they win the Super Bowl. And the longer it takes for them to name a coach, the higher probability is that it's one of those New England guys. Right. I think it's going to be Patricia. If I could get a bet down on it, I'd bet Patricia's going to be the Giant coach next year. Because if it was the guy from Carolina, he'd be hired already.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe
so I'm not going to owe you any pizzas or cheesesteaks or nothing, right? Oh, that was Eli Manning.
That was Eli Manning, yeah.
Oh, okay. We got so many bets going, no, I lose track.
We got two bets. I won the first bet, so there's
you
a pizza.
You won the first bet.
There's a pizza on hold.
Okay? That's right.
Now, the second bet is that Eli, I say he'll be in New York, and you say he'll be traded by the beginning of next season. That's for
a cheesesteak.
Jersey
Mike.
Jersey Mike, so.
Which is right next to the pizza place, so make sure you come with an appetite.
Now, I'll take one home with me.
Hey, speaking of the pizza place, I went in there last night and he got a new painting. He has a wall. His father used to own horses.
Yeah.
And all the winners are up on a wall. I walk in there yesterday and he has a nice big picture of horses breaking, a painting of pictures breaking from the gate with an exceptionally nice looking wood frame. So he's busy and I'm looking. I'm like, you know what you got here? He goes, no, what? I said, that's the 2004 Kentucky Derby. I said, That's Smarty Jones right there breaking out of the gate. He goes, I don't know. This is a one of a kind. I'm telling you that this is the 2004 Kentucky Derby. So he stood there with me and he pulled it up on his phone of all the silks. And sure enough, we named all the silks. And I saw it because I knew Smarty Jones in 04 won. I knew what his silks looked like and I knew it was number 15. And I just needed to see that to know. So he made a nice score with a real nice painting in the place. So when you come to get your pizza, you'll be able to see the painting.
All right. No doubt about that. All right. And I guess that there's only one more story that I can talk about.
Uh-oh.
And a baseball agent has been fired after allegedly filming his clients in the shower.
What?
Listen to that. A baseball agent was fired by his firm and suspended by the Major League Baseball Players Association amid reports that he had been accused of filming clients in the shower. Jason Wood, formerly head of baseball division at CSE Talent, described the allegations as absurd and untrue.
Well, back in the day, he wouldn't have got fired.
He would have gotten the hell beat out of him.
He would have been in an ambulance.
That's exactly right.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. That's the story.
Oh, my God.
Me Too reaches baseball.
Oh, my God.
Me Too reaches baseball.
What a joke.
All right. Hey, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
I'll be here. We'll have some races for the weekend. Aqueduct runs today. I think it's the first time in like 2.5 weeks that they're running.
Wow. Okay.
Didn't miss them. That means they should stay closed till March.
Okay. Take care,
Mike. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Mike Cozzi with the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.